Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Awakenings, part of the Converging Flow. That's a bit of Elements of Grace by Diane Garris. And I am Michelle Mache, your host and co-pilot in this part of the journey. Welcome all. Welcome all from Cosmic Dimensions, or flowing, streaming live there as well as Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to all of you that I see in the chat, the Sacred Space of Empowerment, and all of you that will be listening to the archives, I welcome you as well. We can feel your energy right here, right now. Awakenings is an interactive live internet radio program that focuses on grounding the spiritual process of awakening. I want to make sure we get that out there. What are we doing here? We're just coming together really to connect and share insight, information, upliftment. And we do tend to have a lot of great guests on of all types, persuasions, all focuses. One thing that is in common is that they are awakening, or they're awake, or they're in a succession of awakenings. They're noticing that they're becoming more and more awake and living this awakened state in their everyday living. This is the place for the starseeds, the light beings, the 144,000, which is really 144 million, that are seeded with the new information. The information that is encoded within the DNA, as well as the energetic matrix. And that information is being decoded, and that is part of what is co-creating this awakened living. And so each one of you is a seed. Each one of you is a seed, and you're planting the seed of you, of the perfection that you're bringing. You're planting the seed of your take on things. You're planting the seed of your piece, your part in this shift, in this evolutionary process. So you will see that it happens in waves. There are waves and waves to the awakening. And we become more awake, and we think, how could I have done such and such before, or thought such and such before? And then we have another wave of awakening. And we see more, we feel more, we are more awake, we are more aware. And that is the evolutionary process. The wonderful thing about many of us is that being seed carriers, we get to be consciously a part of it. We get to use our reflecting or reflective consciousness to reflect on what is happening and how can we consciously co-create in this? How can we consciously be a part of this? That's why as beings we have that human beings. That's part of the deal here is to be reflecting. And I love it. Cosmic is saying in the chat, awakening to ourselves. Yes. That's why Rumi said it was a divine love affair, the mystery, the life. It's the divine love affair with ourselves, is we're all God, we're all one, we're individuated aspects of the all that is. We're individuated aspects of the one, reflecting back upon itself and doing the dance of creation, or as Muktananda says, the play of consciousness. And someone asked me the other day, they were talking about, sharing one of my classes about a situation that they were going through, and they were saying that this individual that they were having a situation with was not very awake, was not very aware, was not very evolved. And I said, yeah, probably not on this level or this dimension. Maybe that's not the reflection they're doing or playing. You know, that's not what their gift is. But make no mistake, everyone in that space and place of the all that is completely awake and aware, is completely in that unindividuated state. That is the complete wholeness. That is the vibrational frequency that we're now harmonizing back to. And this is beginning since the harmonic convergence. That vibrational frequency that we're harmonizing back to is the one of nature. We've been out of sync, out of tune, out of sorts. And in a way, we went as far as a collective, on a societal level, on a mass consciousness or race consciousness level. We went as far as we can with the individuated swing. And now there's a self-correcting mechanism through the Aquarian energy to bring us back to center point, where we have an awareness and an understanding how to be individual beings, how to celebrate our individuality, how to recognize our individual gifts, and now how to do that and in what areas to do that, that support and celebrate our friends, our foes, our neighbors. In fact, there'll be less enemies. There'll be a neutrality at some point that takes place. So it's funny, last night in one of my classes, and someone was saying, well, does this mean we have to, per the law of resonance, everybody get along? And I said, no, not you don't have to like everyone that you are interacting with or working with. It's not about everyone likes each other. But there can be a healthy tolerance or support that you recognize each other's gifts. Everyone's recognizing each other's gifts in a way with cooperation so that we can do whatever's needed or necessary or just interact. Even if you can say to someone, well, they're not my cup of tea, or I don't really, you know, I wouldn't hang out with them, or I don't really like them, but I respect them, or I understand where they're coming from, or I value them. So we don't have to like everyone. But we do need to be able to have a sense of respect and honor for everyone, including ourselves, and doesn't it come from us? So those of you that would like to listen by phone, you can dial in to 347-539-5122 or punch in. And if you would like to just listen, that's fine. If you would like to ask a question or comment, you can press the one on the phone and a little hand will go up, and then I will know that you have some insight or a question or understanding or just want to give a shout out or say hi. And in fact, on line one, we do have someone with their hand up, so let's check it out. Hi, 305-527.
Hello, how are you? This is Mina.
Hi,
I'm
Mina.
In the chat room. It says Spitz, as in I'm a poet. So, hello,
everyone. Oh, I see it's Spitz. Okay, hi, Mina. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. There's a delay. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a little delay. Do you have your you only have, okay, this seems to be okay now. Welcome. Welcome. Great to have you here.
I'm loving the positive vibrations, and I just decided to come here. I've been wanting to check it out. Didn't know what it meant. I have them all the time. I just don't know if you're talking about what I live every day. So I came to check it out firsthand.
Oh, cool, cool. So you want? Do you mind sharing a little bit what you've been living?
Oh, sure, no problem. Can I check my other line real quick? I have some coming.
Go ahead.
Never mind.
It's all good. This is what I listen, Mina. Go ahead and do it. Listen, live internet is It's a wonderful meditation on perfectionism. If you have any perfectionism and streak in your life, it goes out the window.
Well, they hung up. They hung up. I don't think it was the food because they're relentless and they're resilient. They'll keep on calling me until I come downstairs. So I don't think it was them. But I'm not sure. So I'm going to stumble through this a little bit because I'm not sure if I'm even in your stratosphere right now as far as what I think I'm going through, if it's in any line of awakenings by the definition that you might be going by. But I am, this year for the first time, I'm seeing things that, yeah, this is the food, people. Hold on a second. I'm very
Get
sorry.
Your food.
Hold on.
I love it. This, go ahead. We have another caller, too. I was just someone actually last night that is also going to be on the program. I'm really excited about because but I'm not going to say who it is exactly because I got scooped last time for saying. Chad, I'll have to share this with you at some point. I got scooped on someone I announced. So. Oh, my God, the biz. I guess I don't think that way. But anyway, isn't there a protocol? But anyway, it's all perfect and unfolding. But anyway, he works with sound and the going back to the original sound vibration or tone that actually is in that we are really in sync to, which is at 424 hertz. So going back into that realm. And we've been talking about it here on Awakenings quite a bit, that we've been out of tune. And, of course, Shekinah, who's going to be on a little bit, works with sound, healing, and vibration. Our sound, just like when we had Jill Purse on a couple of weeks, and those of you new in the chat or new to Awakenings, you may want to check out her interview, Jill Purse, P-U-R-C-E. It's a couple of weeks ago she was on Awakenings. And she's married to Rupert Sheldrake, and both of amazing scientists, and she's also a musician. And she does the Tuvian or the overtone chanting, and inside you can hear if you – why don't I just play a little right here since we're waiting for Mina, and it's my show. I can
I'm
play
actually
little,
here.
Oh, you're on
here, but
okay,
the time's
late. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to play this. Now, I'm going to play it again, and everyone listen to in the center of the sound, you may be able to hear, at least you were able to hear it live with her, like a dolphin sound, like a clicking sound, and almost like another language coming in. And which I definitely recall this language. And those of you that recall, last September I had Dr. Richard Boylan on, and we had the Praying Mantis lady came on, and she did a similar sound that's in the center of this. I love that. Gosh, I love that every time I hear it. So what does that mean? So we've been recalibrated to the wrong vibrational frequency and the wrong tone. I don't want to say wrong, but an off tone or out of alignment tone. So part of a big underground swell, a grassroots swell, is the bringing back to our true nature, not just through meditation practice, but through sound. Connecting back into the original sound, which is the sound of nature, the sound of dolphins, the sound of whales, the sound of the star seeds. There is, Sylvia heard the clicking in the chat. Yes. You will hear that language, and that is our original language. In the Eastern tradition, it's the bija sounds or seed sounds. So I'm just feeling that Mina saying you heard some friction, that the clicking could be in the center. As we're drawn more to this, it's just another way of us being more in alignment. We're becoming more in alignment mentally, emotionally, physically, materially. we have to change things materially, and that's happening now with Pluto and Capricorn, with the situation with institutions, the banks, and spiritually. And so sound is one component of that. So, Lena, are you back?
I'm back. I have food.
And also, I see other callers on the switchboard. We will get to you. If you just practice patience right now, take a deep breath, and we will connect with you. Welcome back, Mina.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm very sorry for having to go like that. But I have sushi now.
Good.
I'm not really regretting that part. I'm not sorry about that. I had this, what I considered awakening was things started to affect me very differently. It was like, I realized I was asleep, I think, my first 30 years. Mm-hmm. I think I had to have been asleep because I missed so much. Like I listen to the same songs, I'm eating the same foods, and I'm doing the same, pretty much walking some of the same paths, but it now affects me in a different way. And it's kind of hard to talk about it with people because putting it in words is it's very difficult. And I'm a poet, and when I can't put things in words, mm-hmm. There's a problem. What do you mm-hmm. call it? You didn't call it a problem. Let me quote you. Wonderful meditation on perfectionism.
Yes, that's right. But you know what? Here's the deal, and we've got another poet actually in the chat room, Chad from Aware Talk Radio.
Okay, great.
I've been writing poetry also since 8, and I might even read something on air a little bit, but you're not going to yet have the words, and that's okay, because you're in the experience. There'll come a time for reflecting. Mm-hmm. There'll come a time in your assimilation and your processing where the words will be communicating to you internally so that you can get it out in the page, get it out in the voice. So I so understand what you're saying, and it makes so much sense because these changes, inner and outer, are so deep. They're so far-reaching. They're
so
different.
Yeah, it's changed my – I have no idea – I had no idea who I was anymore. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Am I a Merlot girl? I don't even like the way this tastes anymore. And things started to change for me in a way my writing style changed. I would entertain the company of my ex-boyfriend for many years, 10 years I think it was, 10 years. He's very abusive and, verbally. And just really has nothing positive to bring to the table. And it's real simple, for anybody who's been practicing a life of, positivity and trying to keep things, in perspective and open themselves up for things that will move them toward success and for health and all that stuff. I mean, it just makes sense. But it didn't register until this year. And now I'm like... Mina, why are you so mean? You're living up your name, Mina, but I'm like, I'm not mean. I can't have it around me anymore. I finally got rid of my ex, and not even in a very, nothing negative. It was just something happened. We were supposed to, why you don't let go of that one ex? Because there's something special between the two of you, and mm-hmm. most of the time it's not platonic, and it's supposed to be that in addition to that, which makes it great, and I couldn't even connect with him. I was so shocked at me. He was shocked at me, and I was in the audience with him looking at me like, what is wrong with you? You so need this right now. And I just couldn't bring myself to doing that, to lower, if I felt like I was lowering myself to something, some idea of what he thought I was or where he thought this was going. And so I ended that and so many other things. I actually felt like running. I would walk for about a year and then maybe jog a little bit. I just got out this year and just started jogging, and now I run. And it has done so much for me. This world, who am I? That's what I called it. Who am I? What's happening to me? So I'm going to pay attention because I know that you talk about this. I've been reading on your topic and you're listening to some of your shows. So I just wanted to, come in here and feel some of your energy and then jump out so that you can finish the
I
show.
I love it, Mina. Thank you. I love it. Yeah, you are such a light.
Me.
And when you're talking, I'm like, yeah. And you know what? Make it simple. You know who you are? A divine spiritual being. So don't question it anymore. Yeah.
What?
You are a spiritual being. That's all you have to think about. Now just think about where you want to play, who you want to play with, where do you want to express that? Because you're going to change. Sometimes you're going to want a cab, sometimes a Merlot. Sometimes water, sometimes lemonade. You're going to change so much, especially in this next evolutionary phase that we have coming up, these next shiftings that are coming up in the next 3-4 years. So you're freeing up, baby.
Oh, beautiful. It makes a difference, a world of difference. Let me tell you, my quality of life is better. And you're not supposed to argue with these things. These things come and they're a blessing and it's really good, but you don't know what it is. It's shocking.
It is shocking. It is shocking because you're used to being a certain way, but you're busting free. So you're going to be, in a sense, if this is a word, stereotypic less, role less, title less. Mm-hmm. You're just going to show up and be you, whatever who you want to be with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sylvia put in the chat room, freeing up. Yeah, you're freeing up. So your thing now is just where do you want to co-create? Who do you want to be with? What kind of people? What qualities of life? What qualities of people are you drawn to? Just move it into play.
And closing out, I'd like to say this to you. Thank you so much for having me on the show, allowing me to throw my little 2 cents in here and get a 35 back. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I have a show. I have a show called Soapbox, and we just talk.
Great.
And the reason why I'm talking about it now is because the Soapbox is actually a magazine that I'm looking to launch in January. I have a lot of support.
Cool.
I've got a great publisher waiting on me to finish something up here. So I just wanted
to get it out there.
Yeah, and I've been a procrastinator my whole life. This was my brainchild in 04. So as you can see, the year of awakening has come, and finally I'm going to launch the magazine. I've actually put things in action and work. So if I can tell anybody anything right now, if you're thinking about it, just go ahead and do it because it feels so good when you start doing it, when it starts to actually, when you do the action, the verbs, you know, you start to talk to people that you need to talk to make something happen, and you start to put your one foot in front of the other and start knocking out some of the little goals until you get to the big ones, and you hit a milestone and you move on. So I'm 6 months into it so far, and I'm just so, it feels so good. And to talk to you today, it's encouragement. It's inspiring to me. So I'm going to keep on pushing, and I'm going to keep on being me. I'm not going to second guess me anymore because I do that all day, all the time.
Right.
I'm a leader.
And would you, Mina, will you keep us posted, okay?
Yes.
Keep us posted. And
I'm going to save you right now.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to save you.
I need saving. I'm leaning back in my chair, and I'm being saved right now.
I love you. Thank you for what you're doing, and I'm a listener. I'm a fan.
Okay. Lots of love to you, too.
Okay. Peace.
Bye. Peace. 843-664, you're on live with Awakenings. Did you have a question or comment?
I guess it was more of a question. I haven't been into the show in quite a while, and I'm glad I came. I saw the word Shekinah, and I thought, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And it resonates with me for a lot of different reasons, and I've also been to the website. So with that said, I'm dealing with something right now, and I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of intense energy right now. And whom am I speaking with?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from the chat room, Angel Truth Seeker. My name is Rosalind.
Oh, hi, Rosalind. Okay.
Hi there.
Yeah, so, and I'm going to call Shekinah in just a little bit, actually.
Did you want to put me back on hold?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. And then 510-355, you're on Awakenings. Did you have a question or a comment?
Hi, Michelle. This is Amber. Evolution Music.
Hey, Amber.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
The phone is... okay.
Did you have time for a question or comment now, or you're about to call Shekina, right?
I am. Do you want to comment or say something now, or it's up to you?
No, I'll wait. I'll wait.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Right now.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Great. Wonderful energy. Boy, it's some of you may feel like there's an intense energy. We're in another gateway portal of light. And full moon, in Scorpio. So there is a lot that's happening right now. There's a lot going on. A lot of transformation, all energy.
Hello.
Hello, Shekina?
Well,
yes. Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Yes, you too, you too. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for who you are and what you're bringing forth and all the care and the work and the effort and just everything that you're doing, the light that you're bringing. So, so important. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel just very blessed, and as I was getting grounded and trying to anchor, because I've been on a boat for all these days.
I'm not on a boat, and I feel like I'm on a boat. There's some very, there's some just very wonderful but ethereal energies right now. So it is very hard to ground.
Oh, is that, I'm like, floating. I've been on the water, and it just happens. I didn't suspect that I would be doing this and on the boat, and it's like, but I tell you what, it's like the God flow now is so powerful. It's just much more powerful, and it's like when they want you to do something in the God flow, you do it. It's like you're putting me on the water. Because I'm not so much, into the water, even though I live out in Florida, but they wanted me on the water. My stepmother, Polaris, she wanted me on the water to do some, I don't know, flowing, healing, being with the dolphins.
Well, I've been more drawn. I do live near the water myself, but I have been really, oh, my God, this is making so much sense, Shekina. Well, most people know who you are, but I want to just do a little intro right now that Shekina, she's a channel for the Blue Ray. She's an angelic divine messenger. And she is a direct channel for voice for Mother Goddess, channeling in the language of light and supported by the angelic star tribes through a vibrational choir of the high frequency transmissions that she exists in activating. Wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
the divine original blueprint, the what comes forth, the language of light from Shekinah helps to vibrationally activate your divine original blueprint, your God DNA, which is God's original intent. And that's the bottom line is we're coming back to that regardless.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
Going in that direction.
That's it. We are going in that direction. That is happening now. That is. Now, one thing, and it's interesting because before we talked, I just disappeared the chat room. I hope everybody's coming back somewhere. I can't see it on my. Screen. Anyway, it's interesting. Before we talked live, you and I were mentioning, and I said, "Oh, I'm so glad that it's you today." I don't think I could have done it in another energy type. And now we're talking about the water. So I will. And your guy, we're saying you need to be on the water.
Yes, and they got me there. My mother, Polaris, actually made sure that I got there. It was the goddess energy. It was interesting because right before I left, because my star mother, who appeared to me, my star family, but my star mother, in 1990, and they told me, like, all these things of the future, which is happening now, and she told me her name was Polaris,
mm-hmm.
and it's short for Polar, and I didn't know that, mm-hmm. And I don't know if, you know, I didn't know that was the North Star, and then I come to find out that the North Star is Polaris, you know, Polar, and I was like,
Polar.
Wow, Polar, and so I was like, so she showed me this big Polar before I left. She's like, see, I'm getting you on this trip, and then as soon as I got back, and it was both said Polar, I was like, yes, yes, because I need to be on the water, and that's what she wanted me to do. It's like they just wanted me to be on that water and to just let go and to be in the flow and to do this here. And they, you know, they didn't want me to do anything else with my mind. No, you know, nothing. It's just, no, just be there. Just be there. And I was like, you know what? I can do it.
You got it.
I can do it. So.
Well, I'll share something because it seems the timing, and I really wasn't going to, but when you're saying this, I have been drawn also to water more lately, you know, swimming, taking more aromatherapy baths, spending more time at the beach, at the water. Tomorrow I have, and I'm sure you're the same when you're about to do a transmission or activation or channeling information, a lot of times, like I have a meeting tomorrow or Saturday, yes, for the advanced light workers. It's actually in the Santa Monica area, so I didn't mention it because I know a lot of people are not local. But if you are interested, just, you know, email me. But anyway, more importantly was that in this download, in this channeling, Shekinah, what came up from the guides and the oversouls was that we have been more dehydrated and that water was very important right now.
Oh, my God.
I know. I got goosebumps. And so, obviously, I meant to share this now, that I get, and you said, Shekinah, I said, I look forward to hearing what you have to say. And then you said, I look forward to hearing what you have to say. And I thought to myself, if we hung up, I don't really have anything to say. But now that you're saying this, they also said that we need to start drinking ionized water. Now, I didn't know what that was. And they said, we need more alkaline water. You can also take quartz crystals, take a nice cluster of quartz crystals and put them in filtered water. If you have like a Brita or something, you know, if you have just filtered water, whatever filtered water that you have, you can also just put it in a pitcher with quartz crystals, and that will bring it to more of a alkaline nature and release the minerals. They were also saying that we are depleted of minerals, so that we actually, it's better to drink mineral water now, as opposed to whatever other kind of water. It's interesting. I was relaying this to a client of mine that actually is who's hosting the workshop event or connecting, and she said, "What's ionized water?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I didn't ask. I said I just don't know." So we went online. Apparently, there's ionized water. There's ionizer. It's having more of the negative ions that you get from Shekinah, the ocean, being on the ocean, that you get when you're in the shower, taking a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that we need to drink more water. Water is very important right now, and also that we're going more into the crystalline or crystal formation, so that salt, well, we've been wanting more salt, but it needs to be sea salt or crystal salt, and connecting more with the mineral kingdom, that there is a depletion there. So, but they really put the importance of water, being around water, drinking more water, specifically mineral water, which I've been drinking a lot more mineral water, and I didn't even notice that, and to get ionized water.
Yes. Well, that's what we're all getting it, because they put me on the water, and I'll tell you, I was on a boat on the water, going from one island to the next on the water, and I wasn't even staying. I was staying in a boat on the water.
Oh, wow.
And every day just walking the ocean and just being with the water, and that's what they kept saying is like, and they're like, don't channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for me not to channel. It's because it's constant with me, and that takes it out of you. It takes,
yes.
They told me too, the minerals. So I've been taking, I had to go get a liquid mineral. And I'm
oh, now what are they telling you about the minerals? I didn't get that. Your phone went out a little bit. What are they saying?
The thing is when you start working.
Hello? Oh, Shekinah. I think she's on the boat. I think we lost you. Let's see. I'm going to try calling her. I just love it when it says it appears you're calling back to a live show. It's like, yes, I am. It's Michelle. I'm back, and I'm calling Shekinah. We lost her right as she was talking about the minerals. So we're back on air.
Michelle.
Yes, Shekinah. What have you? You were starting to talk about the minerals.
Yes.
That you're the liquid minerals.
They definitely, you know, told me, and I've known this before, and, you know, I just had that gathering of the celestial tribes, and I told them, too, it's like when you're working in these other, like releasing your crystal body, the minerals get secreted when you're working in these energy because the body is transitioning,
yes.
And it just heats up the minerals. So we're needing more minerals, which are what you would say, more mana, more earth. To ground us. To help us to go to these places so we don't lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely, and I had to go out and I had to get, at certain times I have to get certain things. And the liquid minerals are more digestible, in your stream. So,
because the mind too, see, this is why I love, you know, when we connect like this, because when I connect with others that do similar work, we're getting that confirmation now. You know, the water, the boat. You're talking. They said minerals. You're even been getting it. That what I'm understanding, as we're expanding, what's happening to us physically and physiologically is the old body or body ratio, biochemically, electromagnetically. Because that's all changing, we're going to actually our new body that we're getting. We're co-creating right now, downloading, needs different ratios, you know, of obviously food, water, mineral, you know, mm-hmm. chemical component. And what I'm hearing you say is that because of the expansion, the minerals are depleted.
You can eat them up really quick.
Okay.
Yes. And also, I've been eating more protein.
Yes, me too. I'm like a caveman now.
I can't get enough protein because I only eat so much.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm not particular. It's difficult for me to always eat animals.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know it's okay if you, you know, because I always do a ceremony and sage them and bless them, but I can't. So I've just been getting an organic protein drink, which has helped me immensely, and so I can just like get it down. And plus, it's water, and I put my liquid minerals in water in my protein drink, and it's like it's fabulous, and it's helped me so much.
I'm gonna have to. And what kind of liquid minerals do you? Is it something you can get at the health food store?
Yes. You know, I don't know the brand.
Okay,
but it's so reasonable. It's I could email it to you, but it's so reasonable, and it's organic.
Okay.
It's organic, and it's $20 a bottle, and it's, like, beautiful. This is what we need, a little bit more economical.
Yeah. Well, I know, too, but what you're saying, too, you're saying the liquid is easier to digest because I was trying to take, pill form and just was not doing the trick or wasn't resonating with that or multivitamin with minerals, but I think the liquid minerals I could do in the protein shake, like whey protein, There's this J-Rob, I don't know if you have that locally, but that's a wonderful whey protein powder, and I started doing my smoothies again. And then you're saying to add the liquid minerals to it, to your protein shake.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do it, and it's in the morning, because that's when you need, for me, like the start, and then I do my exercise, and it's so helping. It's so helping. I'm like, thank you, Goddess, for showing me. Yeah, because, boy, I've really noticed a lot of physical. It's like we've gotten to that point. Well, I crossed over that threshold, but I see it even more now. It's like, no more. You cannot step out of divine alignment. You cannot step into ego, baby. No more. It's like you're being drawn to this. And it's like, but once you're on the course, like once you're putting yourself in the God flow, it's great. But once I see myself wanting to kind of do things here and there, and it's like, me. Because, it's amazing how I end up.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's like, I can't believe you guys got me here and you got me there, and it's so quick. How is that possible? Because I couldn't have done it. No.
You're the divine timing. That's it. I probably 10, 15 years I was vegan, totally, since around age 14 I've been vegetarian. So, but in December I came back from a vacation, kind of a retreat, little adventure travel up to Northern California, and I was craving and had a grilled hamburger patty like you could not even believe. And I was like, okay. So I went in Whole Foods. I got one. I said, well, I've always listened to my intuition. And every now and then there's certain, fish. And I do the same thing. I'm like, okay, I love you guys. We're all one. But the bottom line is, honestly, people that are eating lettuce, I'll be very honest, and I'm sure you know the Shekinah, if you work with the mineral kingdom, they're just as alive. And we've done research with pranic healing, and the leaves will lean towards you. You can even hear them. They talk to you. Rocks. I'm initiated in rock medicine. They talk to you. So everything is alive. So, but I know what you're saying. I mean, every now and then I have got to, no matter how much protein powder, I was doing tofu. Actually, and I've been getting the tofu is not so great for people. It hasn't been great for me, and it's not necessarily a great source of protein. It comes, it's processed. So,
oh, interesting, because I've been snuffing my whole nose up to that. Me as well. I'm just very intuitive. And and I will not eat the soy protein. And so I'm like, no soy. So I'm like, I always go with it. I always go with what it is. And it's like, because sometimes I don't know. Sometimes it's illogical.
Yeah.
To your mind. But
now, see, Tammy is saying also in the chat, no tofu. Yeah, I've been getting it. I'm having to wean myself off of it because I kind of got a little, it's such an easy protein and with mixed vegetables and this and that. But it could be thyroid issues with it, adrenal. There's some other things perhaps. I don't want to say the C condition, but there's some studies that it's not really assimilating in the best way for most people. Not just women, even men, hormonally some things can happen. So, and everybody is saying in the chat, anything processed is not too good. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that it's just too much. It's just a process.
Yes, and it's the most genetically altered. But I'm sure most people out there, in this consciousness are not eating genetically altered foods. I hope not.
Yeah. Now, how can you tell Shekinah on that? Because I heard something that even things like corn or potatoes are genetically altered now.
Yeah, well, the highest on the list is the soy. Almost all soy is genetically altered, unless it says no GMO, genetically altered.
Okay.
It'll say that. And anything that is organic, it is not supposed to have any genetically altered foods. Now, there are studies that say there are some organics that have it in there, and it probably does. But you can kind of tell the different brands. You can kind of, feel the different brands and even investigate the different brands. Mm-hmm. And their reputation, and you kind of get to know. But most all organic is not supposed to be genetically altered. If you go into Whole Foods, that's their whole concept, nothing in that store can be genetically altered. That's why I love that store.
Okay, so great to know that.
Everything that I buy in that store is safe.
Okay.
I mean, to the best of their ability.
Right.
To the best of our ability. Because, you know, Spirit has been saying for a long time, years and years and years and years, it's like your light workers and you so start seeing with the light. You've got to start seeing the light in everything.
Mm.
You know, like open your vision. Look it. Start feeling. If you can't see it, then feel it. Look at this fruit. Feel it. What does it feel like? Does it feel light? Is there more light coming from this?
Mm.
Okay, then this is the one that you get. How does this feel? And you get so used to that you're just continuously putting in, you know, building your light body, building your, you know, your God bridge, your God essence, by just keep building the light, by seeing the light and trusting yourself.
Now, that's interesting. So you're actually even saying intuitively, what I'm hearing you say is to really bring that consciousness to even the eating is, how does this feel? Does this feel like it has more light waves or property to it? Yeah, that's powerful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Spirit has been telling you that many, many years. Because it takes a while to trust that, you know, to trust that understanding and to get it. But actually, once you turn it on, it's on.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. You're naturally drawn to things. Irby is putting in GMO 5-year rule. After 5 years, they can call it organic. Well, I know there's something in the soil. See, but I think that's why you were receiving, Shekinah, the information you were receiving, the information I was receiving, is that, truth be told, who knows what's in the soil and what's being done. So we have to make measures like extra minerals, you know, foods, different supplements. It's up to us now to do that. We can't really rely on, because everything's connected, the water, the soil, you know, so it's leaking. Even if somebody starts organic farming, who's to say what's, you know, even no matter how long they till the soil, or, you know, if it's 5 years, that soil perhaps is still not as enriched as, let's say, 20, 30, or let's even, you know, 50 years ago, or even 100 years ago, when the soil was a lot, you know, cleaner, clearer, and richer. So, you think, Shekinah, that might be why we're getting this messages with the food and the water?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I can feel the difference in foods. And, you know, I lived overseas for a while. And when I came into the States, I tell you, the States, you know, they do not have good regulations. Everything's genetically altered. And they spray stuff over here. And, boy, when I came over, it was really rough. I had to, like, get used to this vibration. It's very intense. It's intense.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, well, on our indigos, you know, our indigo, they had to, you know, go through. They had to, like, their body was in service to their soul. Because they had to, like, physically, like, freak out and go through all these, you know, ADHD and hyperactivity to show us, hey, this ain't right, what's going on here, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, the Blu-rays, you know, we get dulled. We just get like, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, but the thing is, and then you think, well, then it's the soil. But I just feel that we've got to continue to increase our divine power.
That's right.
You know, like, we don't exactly know the next stage, but I'm starting to, like, get that. It's like we've got to be powerful enough. The thing is once you're able to differentiate things, differentiate like, oh, I can feel the light, I can see the light, I can see this, I can, you know, then the thing about that, you're able to transmute it instantly. So once we're at that place, you know, Gaia was starting to come in with this channel and still saw that. I was like, whoa, I can't channel right now. I'm like, I'm on, like, the water vacation. But I was like, whoa, I was getting it, like, the next stage is she had given a major channel about connecting, strengthening your energy body, simple ritual. It's so simple. You touch the earth, send her love, and just ask, please strengthen my connection with you. And then touch from the earth, and you bless yourself at your third eye, at your heart.
Mm.
And then you put your hands straight down and feel that power. And I was about a guy and about myself. I tell you, this is the simplest little ritual. Sometimes it takes me a few seconds because I'm in a hurry. And it has made me so much stronger. I mean, I've been so connected to nature and Gaia for decades. But doing this, since she's given me this ritual in the last, I don't know, 3-4 months, has shifted my strength. And it's like so simple, this act. But it's like the intention. But now it's like she's starting to say, yeah, well, you're going to be able to, now once you've strengthened like this, then you're going to be able to do all this other stuff. But you got to have that first. You got to build that. You're going to be able to touch the earth. The light workers are going to be able to touch the earth wherever they're at, especially the frequency keepers. Heal that part of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there, right then and there. You know, and it's like, wow. And, you know, it seems so simple, but it's so powerful and it's so real. I mean, and you can do tests. You know, you can do tests. So just like you can do with the water. Like we're working with the elements. It's just like we're coming back to that point.
That's right.
Really being our divine power. So, goodness gracious, guys, what does that mean? Whoa. That means, whoa, we can heal the world. We can heal ourselves.
Well, and you bring up a big point, and we do have a caller, so I want to get to the next call, but the light that we can by tuning in, we can change the vibrational frequency of the soil, of the food. We can know what to do as light workers. And shift, going back to that knowledge and using that knowledge and that awareness to shift the energy, because it's not obviously going to shift on its own, and you can't say, well, you know, it's almost like getting your immune system stronger. We're getting our light body stronger and using these principles. Really using them. I like what you're saying also about with the food, using your intuition, you know, with the food.
Yeah, it's real simple, actually. You know, in the essence, it's just simple. It's just being showing up and being aware to where you're at. Really, that's all that it is.
Yeah.
And it sounds so simple in one aspect, but challenging in the world to. The system that that's been created.
The true.
That's created here, you know.
Now, Shekinah, we have a call here.
Okay.
Hello, 843-664. You're on Awakenings with Shekinah.
Hi, and it's storming here like crazy, so I won't be on the phone long. This is Rosalind.
Hi, Rosalind. You're on live with Shekinah.
Hi, Shekinah.
Hi, Rosalind.
Hello.
Hello, Rosalind.
Rosalind?
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, let's see. Rosalind? She said she's having storms. I'm not sure where she...
Oh.
The phone hung up. Maybe she'll call again. I don't know. Okay. Where are thunderstorms?
Oh,
she said, I had an experience with Shekinah Goddess, but had no idea what the name was, had never heard of. Could you go into the Shekinah, the name and the energy of Shekinah?
Yeah. Yes, I will. Shekinah, it's pronounced Shekinah, it's also Shekinah, and also they pronounce it in other words, but Shekinah is a Hebrew word, and it's also been told to me that it's a language of light. It's a language of light word. And what that means is the sacred divine feminine. It means the embodiment of God.
Mm.
And I love that so much. And I have been connected very much to the goddess for many, many, many years, and known the divine feminine through the goddess. And one day, Shekinah, which I didn't know who she was, said, come and sit down right down there, and you need to meditate with me. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I did. So I meditated. And she came, and she put these flames out, and all the flames went out, and it was all the sacred divine feminine that I had ever known. Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, Shakti, all the sacred divine feminine that I'd ever heard about or connected with, and myself included, and no one. And she, all the flames were out. Each flame represented the sacred divine feminine. And then she took it like this, and put it in one flame. And she said, I am the one flame of Shekinah.
Mm.
And this is who you speak of when you speak of a goddess. And I went, whoa.
Mm.
And I, believe it or not, had not heard of that word. So like you, go to the internet.
That's right.
There
exactly.
We go.
Don't you love it when you get those
messages?
I love it.
So, yes, that is, and that is real, and that is what she also showed me. And so since then, I know her, and she kind of, and she's, her essence is so needed to create balance on this planet, the sacred divine feminine. So that, and that energy is coming more powerfully too. The sacred divine feminine is going to be more and more powerful. You're going to see it in all these little ways what we've overlooked, which is life, which is the earth, which is birth. Mm-hmm. It's all the things of the sacred divine feminine that need to be incorporated into this realm that we're in. And that's why I have taken on her name, is to bring more of her essence. And I completely channel from her, and I just love her. I love the sacred divine feminine and the goddess, and yeah. And I sing through her, you know. She does the vocals through me. Mm. Because I'm not a singer. I've never sung in my life. Mm. And I would never sing, I must tell you, never. But it was activated inside of me. And so I just channel her sacred language, which helps the cells to vibrate to the ancientness of who we are, to turn us back on it, to like an ancient remembrance, because it's, everything is sound frequency.
That's right.
So it just puts you at that place. Yeah.
What do you think of the new frequency, well, the old, of 424 hertz, that we're going back to that sound, there's an underground movement of this, which you've already been doing this, because the sound that you tone, or the tone that you sound, however you want to put it, is that or very similar to the dolphin and whale vibration. Yeah, it's wonderful.
I'm telling you, I live in Florida, and I live on the East Coast, so that's the Atlantic side, okay? And I live almost 15 minutes from the ocean, and I never see dolphins. You don't see dolphins on the East side.
Oh, you don't?
So, no, you don't see them, because if there's not, they need like a coves and stuff
yeah.
like that. They need protected areas, harbors and stuff like that. So, on the other side, I have seen so many dolphins. Constant. They were constantly at my boat, in my parents' boat. They were constantly, and it's amazing. The dolphins. So it's just the dolphin energy has just been, you know, just coming and coming and coming for 2 days. 2 days now, they're everywhere. They are.
Wow.
So incredible. They're so amazing mammals. They're, you know, I don't even call them animals because, you know, I mean, we're animals too, but they're such incredible beings of light.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to that, going back to the frequency, you know, I don't know. What I know is that the residency, that sound and call it music, is important. And it's extremely helpful. And I think that Spirit is saying that we're going to learn more about that, and we're going to
yeah.
use it more. And I think people are becoming more turned on to sound. I have the language of light sound activation. And I have a free, you know, up on YouTube, and I have it on my site. And people can come anytime and be activated. And what's happening is people themselves are becoming activated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within themselves, this language of light, you know, the sound of God.
Yeah.
And there's a lot, so there's so much you can do with the sound of God. We're going to get to that. We're going towards that, because you can do everything with the frequency. Once you get a frequency, this is what I believe, because I had a powerful experience called the Council of Souls. And that's kind of what I do in my performances. But it's when we were all star-seeded. That's when we all came here. And it wasn't by like a God. It was all of us were the God. And we
yeah.
all came together. And we made a certain resonance frequency. We made a certain frequency together that pulled a certain energy to Earth. It was incredible. It was the most incredible thing ever. And it was pure love. And we saw. Way, 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 way. And that's what we're trying to do now. we're not trying. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're
yeah.
going back up. We're going back up to that original intent. And all of that works with it. That sound, that's very powerful. Even saying sound is not even enough. It's
yeah.
that sound.
Vibration,
it's
yes.
the frequency of creation.
Hmm.
The frequency of creation. It's tremendous. And what you can do with the frequency of creation hmm. when we come together and we start, and it's just all it is like being aware and intention. Because
hmm.
once you're like aware, then you can start going on that frequency and start to change everything. You know, that's what the blue rays are. The blue rays are very, and I think all light workers are, but the blue rays in particular are very ultra-sensitive empaths, mm-hmm. which can be challenging in this world, but can also be, it can be the greatest treasure,
mm-hmm.
because we're all supposed to be empaths.
Mm-hmm.
All human beings are supposed to be empaths. We're supposed to be connected
that's
to
right.
everything. Like you said, the trees and the rocks, we're not supposed to, like, learn that. That's a part of who we are.
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, if you cut down that tree and you're feeling the pain, like it's cutting your leg off, you're going to stop. You're going to stop from cutting down that tree.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're supposed to be that. And we're going back to that. But we have to do a graduation
right.
in the world that we're in, you know.
It's
got to be
right.
a little bit of a process. So.
Okay, we have another caller. Let's see. Hello, 334-365. You're on live with Shekinah and Michelle on Awakenings. Did you have a question or comment?
Maybe both.
Okay,
Shekinah
good.
And can you hear me?
In which, yes, I can. What's your name?
My name is Queen Goddess.
Hello?
Queen Goddess.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Hello, Queen Goddess. Okay, I hear you.
Good, Shekinah. When I read the information about you, I said I thought I should like to speak to the Mother Goddess in the manifestation of yourself. So that's really why I called, to exchange the vibrational rates, the tones that you were speaking of. And also as I was
yeah.
listening, you were talking about creativity and the tone of creativity. So to sing my song and to share our song of creativity and just to feel the energy and see what you feel from me.
Okay, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're kind of waving out. What you had a comment and a question? What was your question?
How
Queen Goddess?
Yes. Yes, I'm.
What's your question?
I guess we're all. Everyone's on cell phone. Not me. I'm a landline. There's an interesting Shekinah. You brought the waves. There's an interesting waving in and waving out, waving in, waving out of the voices right now.
I would like to tune in and chime in with the tone of creation, that tone of creation, and to have her speak more of that.
Hmm. Okay. What do you want to speak a little more on the tone of creation? Kinda, do you have any thought of that?
Michelle, and Queen Goddess, I a few years ago crossed over almost a near death experience, I guess that's what you call. And the first thing is, and I shot up to the light. I didn't go through any tunnel. I was, damn, I'm the light. I'm like, look, it was there. And I heard, I cannot assimilate. I heard the sound of creation. And it was extraordinary. And I saw the sound of creation as well. The sound was extraordinary. But what I saw was, the white light, it was just white light, and I saw the white light go down. This is what I saw, I guess, to help me to understand. The white light went down to, it was like going down to Earth, like going down to this dimension, and it kind of went in different segments. And as the light went down, it had a resonancy a tone, a frequency, a vibration. And it also, it was really wonderful. It also was a part of every religion that I'd ever known about, with all the light. But it broke up in all these different things. And then as it came back up into the light, it all became one. It became like one light and one sound of creation. Actually, the Hanshelo. And,
Hello?
I'm still here.
We may have lost her again.
No, I'm still here.
Are you a Queen Goddess? Are you on the?
I'm still here.
Okay, so here we are in the, it's Michelle, and I'm back again on Awakening. I'm going to time it again. It sounds like it's BTR, actually, because my switchboard, it's not just Shekinah's phone going out. Although people are calling in with cell phones, it makes it a little simple. Sometimes they're better, actually, than landline, but sometimes they're not. And seems like now. Okay, so let's see what happens. No sound. Cosmic, everybody in the chat, refresh, reboot. Well, we need to reboot, but Shekinah, hi.
Hello.
You were at the point of seeing. Every time, I'm telling you, the what's part of the recalibration, the technology needs to be, you know.
Yes. Oh my goodness! Wow. I was just thinking about the sound and the frequency, and just how important and what people you can do with it.
Yeah.
What can be done with it, and then how about the frequency? See, that's the thing. As soon as you know the frequency, you can change it. You can get to it. You can shift it. That's what's incredible. So you know, like disease, cancer, that has a certain resonance frequency. I know that you're using the frequency and sound to heat us to in the light, and I believe that that's going to continue. But I think we can do extraordinary things together.
Yeah,
extraordinary things together. I just believe that. We are so at the tip of the iceberg, and we're just awakening, and I feel so important to nurture, to really nurture this process. And to really listen, because it's so important. It's so important, each individual. I believe, because I did a gathering of the celestial tribes, and by being together, like we are so activating, the queen goddess about the sound, just our voice carries a certain resonancy and energy that activates other people. No matter what you say to that person, that energy is coming forth. It's just extraordinary. And I got so activated around the star beings and the celestial tribes. I mean, my beingness and my frequency and being with each other was awesome. I had visions. I had major, and I, it's like not enough, it's more than a vision. It's like when I talk about, I mean like a multi-dimensional experience of the future, but it's a full embodiment. Mm-hmm. You feel it through your whole body, you see it, you experience it. First time where I experienced that peace, true peace, could be possible. And even could even say that peace could be possible, peace is going to be possible. Well, in your lifetime, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, before I never, I experienced, I was so excited because it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I get what this means.
Yeah.
Okay. I never thought of it. And it was like, I experienced that because we came together and I was able to go to that frequency, and that's what's possible. Like, what's possible is extraordinary. We're in time, when you know Michelle, we're in such of amazing events, and you know that now by what's happened in a very short time. Just look at our 10 years,
mm-hmm.
what's happened to America. I mean, things are changing and shifting, and the one thing is the coming through, that's coming regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And coming through and shining through everything. And it's just extraordinary. And after that event, I just...
Tell us a little bit about the event that you...
Well, it was the gathering of the celestial trend. People mostly connected through the Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Other people there, too. And generally, like all the celestial, like we're all from the stars. And so this, it was a gathering of and anchoring very powerful energy. And at that, what I gave them was some very, what they needed. I gave them activations. I gave them their wings. I didn't give them the spirit told me. But gave them the God points, really helped giving them the latest information so that they can become, they can really evolve with this energy and connect with each other. That was the greatest thing, because spirit, especially this year, they're like, it's about connecting with each other. You're coming out of the closet now.
That's
and
right.
You guys are going to unify, and you're going to see what happens when you unify. It's one of the downfalls. There's been some things that have kept us from our divine power and kept us from evolving and doing things. And one of it, we've been kept separate.
That's right.
We've been very kept separate. Boy, with our unity, but, you know, it's always been the power elite, whoever that was at the time. They don't want us to come together, okay? They don't want us to come together and get powerful. But we are, and it's just extraordinary. So part of the event was feeling that connection with each other and connecting with, first of all, our lineage. You know, we've got to start connecting. You know, it's with your lineage. First you connect with your body, and then your family. So we connected with our star family, our star out there, you know, and right there. And then we went beyond that. So it was 3 days. And it's funny. It's like, you know, spirit found me. Mother found me to Texas. She got me to Texas because, you know, I'm not really into it. That's funny. I'm not into traveling, but I tell you what.
You
mother, she gets me everywhere. She's like, you know what? I'm like, what? But it was mother. That Naomi said, Mother Goddess has told me to get a workshop together on my land. It is the ancestors that are calling. And I was talking to her, and I had a flash of its vision. Okay. Okay. Because that's, you know, and it was extraordinary. Her land was extraordinary. 37 acres. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was very powerful. And, you know, I had no idea. I just, the goddess, I listened to Shekinah and Mother, and I called it the gathering of the celestial tribes. And that happened to be the exact date of the gathering of the elders. No idea it was called the gathering of the elders. Gathering of their elders were all the Native American elders. They were gathered in Arizona this exact same day. And so I was like, wow, this is no coincidence.
No.
And I'm called the gathering, you're called the gathering of the elders. So I checked in with that, the gathering of the elders. And I asked them, energetically, I went to the plane and asked them if our group could connect with them. And I had an elder wave me in and say yes. So on that day, we connected with Gaia. We did some special things with Gaia, connected with our spoon, connected with the gathering of the elders. Mm-hmm. And because we're all Native Americans, they know darkness.
Yeah, oh, exactly. It's important, this gathering, it's the pods, it's the soul groups, the small groups gatherings at the same time or similar times are helping with the activations and accelerations. But to Shekinah, that it's time not to be separate, it's time not to censor, it's time to be fully who we are and speak what we've experienced and then come together with that. So even if we're not in the same locale, still in the coming together, we're on that frequency.
Yes.
We're on that frequency.
You will get there. You will get to the right place in the right time. You just stay connected. I mean, I'm in Texas. We have people flying from L.A. We have people flying from the Congo. You don't know. People driving in from New Orleans. They fought the call, and it was extraordinary. And we're doing it all the time. I'm doing it with you right here.
Yes.
I mean, you lived out there in L.A. I lived, in Florida.
Exactly.
And all the other people that are gathering, and we'll listen to this even later. It's just extraordinary. But I've been a hermit. I've been a hermit for many years. But this is the, and they prepared me. They've helped me. But this was the year. They said, you're coming out. Mm-hmm. It's not just you. You're all coming out.
Yeah.
And kind of like, it's like it's hurting me. It's like, I got to connect with people. I got to make that soul connection. Mm-hmm. It's like, so hurt if I can't make a connection. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, wow. How beautiful. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful thing.
And it's important in that connection that we keep connecting, that because we're reinforced and also get information and confirmations. Just like today, I was talking. I knew I had to talk to you. It was like, oh my God! I looked on the schedule. I'm like, oh, thank God, it's her. Thank God, Goddess. Oh, yay! and I didn't know why. And then, you know, of course, there's been some confirmations and. It's important that people are receiving, this is what I've gotten anyway, that you receive these confirmations from more than one source, to know that it's not coming from just the ego personality or lower level vibrational frequency of expression. So when you do hear these confirmations, you know, oh, that is the plan unfolding.
Yes, because you have to get used to what it feels like. Absolutely. And when you keep seeing it here and there, and you can feel it. Like you can feel it like in your body where it feels like, oh, feels like. Oh, this is not what it feels like. No, that's not right. Okay, that's ego. You know.
Right.
So
I love what you said, intuition. That is our sixth sense, so we're meant to be using that more. So people really need to tap into that or feel that. Is this life and is this affirming? Whether it's a food, a person, a situation, am I feeling more life energy from this? And not that sometimes what happens is people give that life energy to kind of ensnare you. You know, and of course you're taking that, you know, but am I feeling more connected to me? Am I more connected to my expression? Then I think, you know, it's where I say yes, go where those yeses are, you know.
And that's a really important point, Michelle, is that because the blue ray in particular, the blue or any empath, they have to be very mindful of their own energies. They have to really get used to experience mine, or is this something I picked up?
Yeah.
And even our consciousness. Is this the group consciousness? Or is this who I am? But you feel it in the body. Your body always tells you.
Yeah.
We kind of like downplayed our body a bit. But we've got to, like, you know, with nurturing our body and giving it care and love and everything that we need, then we can really, like, tune in better, you know, give it what we need. So strengthen it. I had to massively strengthen myself. Oh, my goodness, because I had to, like, frequency. I've had to work. I had to work out. I've not worked out. I mean, I had to walk. I have to do exercise. I got to do a lot of exercise, and I have to build my really work on my heart. And of course, thank God it's Gaia, and she kind of has given me the God points. They've given me things to do to anchor even more, you know, and. I give information, too, the Blu-ray transmissions. So I have information on my website, too. It helps, you know, extra confirmation. And it's free, and it's on my website, and I give it at least once a month. I have a new update of what Spirit is giving. And if you just email me and just say, just add me or something, I'll put you on the list, and you'll get the current stuff.
Now, Shekinah, give us, I'm going to put the website, speak it for those that are listening by phone and then are going to be listening in the ARC, and then I'm also going to put it in the chat.
Okay. It's www.shekinahspeaks, and that's S-H-E-K-I-A speaks with an S, shekinahspeaks.com.
Okay, so that's ShekinahSpeaks.com. Get information there on the Blu-ray transmissions and also where we are in the evolutionary path. The next step, we know the whole thing, but the next important step is really important. And would you do a transmission for us?
Okay.
Yeah, would you? I think we need one with all that. Just, I'm floating myself. I've been... yeah, so that for whatever reason.
Okay.
Okay.
So let us just like together and empower each other and feel this resonancy, highest and greatest good, and at the highest point where my soul makes, and where all of our God is, where we connect now and always. Morning.
See you do that. That's coming out of you and out of you. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was Shekinah. Drawing in and releasing those extra sound frequency vibration. I could use one more if you're up.
Okay. Thank you. Yayakana. Blessing to you all. Hana Goddess. Hana the Goddess.
Winding down, but we do have a call. Hello, 510. Three of you are on live with Awakenings and our guest Shekinah. What's your name and do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Michelle, this is Amber from the chat room.
Hi, Amber.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for having this show. Hi to you, Shekinah, as well. But I just wanted to know if there is any particular suggestion to have as to how to stay centered. Just for me, I was typing in the chat room earlier, and I missed some of the show because of the sound and my technology. But if there's any suggestion, you have to just stay centered. Everything I see around me is crumbling, but a part of me is trying to move forward. So just how to stay centered in.
You know what I immediately for you, Amber, and I understand what you're saying, and I had a while back ago, I had a dream about this, and this is the utmost important thing in your center. Because things are going to continue to shift. But it's in the body. What I feel now is it's in that body, being comfortable in the body. And it goes immediately to the, yes, the soul. And that's also the point of the magnetic line. So I'm just feeling that freedom particularly. In that place and breathe in that place just like for 5 minutes and feeling yourself magnetically aligning with Gaia. And you can do that, like you put both of your hands, because a lot of stuff gets caught up there in the solar plexus. And it can kind of deceive us and get us a little off balance. But it's also the soul. It's also a great place of power and a great place of stability. And both put your hands there and just connecting and then putting your hands right out towards Gaia and feeling that alignment. Simple things like that are the best to stay centered. And on another real important thing to stay centered is you must spend time by yourself. You must spend quiet time in your own, just being quiet in your own energies outside of others. What do you have, Michelle? What do you?
Same thing. I've been getting the same thing from my guides. In fact, on Saturday, we're going to talk about it with the solar plexus, breathing into this hand on the solar plexus, right hand on the solar plexus, left hand on the heart chakra, and to that. But you're so, Shekinah, I so agree with you. The alone, the quiet time, but we're really having to be very lovingly present to that. That's part of that's where our individuated aspect of the all that is comes through. That's the place of the I am center. It's a personality center. And that's the part that's being thrown right now. And so to connect with that part of us with love, you know, that's the part that, things are crumbling. And so we really have to be with that part It's just, if we go astrologically, it's part of the Capricornian energy. It's the form. It's where we become form, where we are form or formed, and is really going through it right now. So I so agree with you. Well, the sun is not streaming, so Shekinah has all been in perfect divine timing. Amber, also good to be here towards the end of the show. It's all perfect. People in the chat are getting the music that's not so pleasant. They're getting the BTR, the Blog Talk Radio right now.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Amber. Thanks for
sharing. Yes, thank you.
No problem. I know we're not streaming anymore, but I just had one other quick question just to throw out there and kind of rub against some other intuitive powers. Question to the chat room that, I've been struggling with moving back to New Orleans. I feel compelled to put my work and my energies there and whatever I have to offer in the capacity of love and healing and wholeness. But my mind and perhaps my fears and anxieties have kept me here in Berkeley, even though I've been learning a lot. And I just wanted to know if anyone got a thought or tapped into any message regarding me moving back or staying.
Well, Amber, what will help you is to do that with your body.
Yeah.
To nurture yourself.
I agree. I'm kidding. Not right now. It would be too much.
Answer.
Yeah, you'll get a clearer answer. And I also hear you're needed where you and there'll be a connecting. There's some connection you're to make where you are. And then you'll know if you move there, if you move back or move somewhere else. But I agree of healing right now in the body to embody the new vibrational frequency that we're all being downloaded or the impulses that we're getting. So what your guides say and as well as the oversouls are saying right now that are coming through to move would be too disruptive.
Okay. Okay. I know eventually.
It'll just be like that.
Yeah.
It'll happen. It'll fall into place. It will just fall into place. You won't have to worry or fear. It'll just be.
I love that. It'll just be. Well, on that note, this is wonderful being with all of you that are listening and being here with you, Shekinah, Amber. It's just wonderful to connect and share and confirm what's going on. And I appreciate you taking the time, Shekinah, to be here with us today.
Yes, it was so in divine alignment.
It was. Everything we didn't even know if we had the right images. Oh gosh. It's an outpicturing and representing the what's happening vibrationally. It came together. So definitely love to have you. We'll keep it. Definitely do it again. And those that are listening right now in the archives, connect with Shekinah at shekinahspeaks.com, and that's S-H-E-K speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S.com.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Michelle, thank you so much. It really is a pleasure. It's beautiful to do this with you. I really honor you, and I honor what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you as well. And thank you, listeners. You are what makes a life. Thank you.
Yes.
Go out and shine your light and keep awake.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.